Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi-awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, 43 degrees. A meeting focused on Syria between the president and Democratic leadership in Congress ended in a flare-up.
A scheduled bipartisan meeting at the White House was to shed light on Syria policy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about the plan to fight ISIS. She described the president's reaction as a meltdown. After leaving, she says calm discussion was needed.
And not a personal invective because he didn't like the way a vote went.
With more than half of House Republicans joining Democrats in condemning the president's action, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the speaker had an agenda.
The speaker tries to make everything political. Her own statements weren't productive.
A White House statement described the president as measured, factual, and decisive at that meeting. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission voted on a new policy for at-large board appointments.
Sedgwick County has a number of advisory boards, which are critical for the government. Over the past few months, the commission has worked to change the procedures that determine how at-large positions are filled to ensure fair representation, transparency, and diversity. Commissioner Lacey Cruz thanked the board for working towards this goal.
This proposal, I think, is kind of long overdue when it comes to appointing people and having a process. So I just want to say thank you so much for your time and consideration and the discussion we're having.
Sedgwick County currently has around 50 at-large positions in various advisory boards. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Trump campaign heading for Texas today.
President Trump will hold a campaign rally in Dallas, Texas tonight. When announcing the event, his campaign touted more than 774,000 jobs being added to the state under his leadership. The state paints a curious picture, though. Six Republican congressmen have announced they won't be running for re-election. The most recent, Mac Thornberry, who was first elected in 1994. And Texas Senator John Cornyn believes that the state is very much in play in 2020, this week telling Fox News the Trump campaign is wise to spend some effort there. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Government data indicates suicides among young people are rising.
Following a long trend of no real increase in the amount of kids and young adults being killed or taking their own lives, things have changed, according to federal statistics.
Beginning in 2007, suicides started heading upward, and it's continued to do so. And it was 56% higher.
For Americans ages 10 through 24, Sally Curtin is with the National Center for Health Statistics, and it's the younger end of that spectrum, ages 10 through 14, seeing the worst change.
They have the lowest rates, but they've also had the biggest percent increases in suicide. Their suicide rate nearly tripled.
Evan Brown, Fox News.
The POW/MIA flag was born out of one woman's determination to provide the nation with a way to remember its service members being held either as prisoners of war or those missing in action.
Lieutenant Commander Michael Hoff's plane crashed in Laos in 1970. His body was never recovered. His widow, Mary Helen, became active in the National League of POW/MIA Families. In 1971, she saw a newspaper article about Annan and Company, a New York flag manufacturer. So she reached out and talked one of the company's executives into helping create a POW/MIA flag. She said she didn't want a lot of colors after seeing a picture of one of the POWs wearing black and white pajamas. Because of that, she decided they needed a stark black and white flag. Using those parameters as guidance, graphic designer Newt Hensley sketched his son's silhouette in front of barbed wire and a watchtower with the words, "You are not forgotten," to create the iconic flag. The league green-lighted the flag's design in 1972, but never copyrighted it. Although Hoff died in 2015, the image she was instrumental in creating has become synonymous with POW and service members missing in action. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day in Wichita, it's going to be sunny and a bit warmer than yesterday, around 73 for the afternoon high, as south winds pick up 15 to 30 miles per hour. Clear and cool tonight, Tarlow 54, breezy and a bit warmer Friday with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 43 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we first brought you some breaking details yesterday morning about this case. A domestic disturbance that now leaves a former Tarzan actor's wife and son dead.
Actor Ron Ely's wife was stabbed to death by the couple's son, who was subsequently shot by police in their Southern California home. Sheriffs in Santa Barbara County were called to his home, where they found 62-year-old Valerie Lundeen dead from stab wounds. After finding Ely's wife, they found the suspect and several deputies opened fire and killed him after an unspecified threat. He was identified later as 30-year-old Cameron Ely. Ron himself was unharmed. He played Tarzan on the 1960s TV series. He married Valerie, a former Miss Florida, in 1984. They had three children together. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Vivo celebrating a milestone.
Despacito. Luis Fonsi's Despacito, featuring Daddy Yankee, Vivo's most watched music video of the decade globally, pulling in over 6.4 billion views since its 2017 release. Vivo sharing its list of the top 10 most viewed over the last 10 years in celebration of its 10th anniversary. Don't believe me, just watch. Mark Ronson's Uptown Funk, featuring Bruno Mars, in at number 2, followed by Justin Bieber's Sorry, Maroon 5's Sugar, Katy Perry's Roar, and OneRepublic's Counting Stars, rounding out the top 5. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Matt Lauer wanted Pippa Middleton to be on the Today Show.
Former Today anchor Matt Lauer wanted NBC to hire Pippa Middleton, according to Page Six. Lauer, who was at the center of rape allegations by a former producer, wanted Middleton to become a regular contributor and courted her, even shutting down his favorite restaurant in Manhattan to host a dinner for her. Lauer also interviewed Pippa personally on air, which included this awkward moment about her nephew.
When you walk in the room, does he drool? I guess he's one. He probably should drool.
Pippa never got the job, thanks to Lauer's then boss, Deborah Turnus. Ronan Farrow, in his new book, Catch and Kill, notes a number of women claim sexual harassment from Lauer, allegations which he denies. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A YouTube record broken by an 80s power ballad.
Guns N' Roses hit Sweet Child O' Mine, the first music video from the 80s to hit 1 billion views on YouTube. The 1987 track off the group's album Appetite for Destruction. This their second decade-based record. The band's 1992 hit November Rain, still the only video from the 90s to reach a billion views. Queen's 70s classic, Bohemian Rhapsody, recently becoming the oldest video to hit the 1 billion views mark. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And of course, speaking of Guns N' Roses, they were just here in Wichita a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
And we gave away tickets to our listeners. A milestone for Netflix among our TV news.
I'm Michelle Polino. Stranger Things has set a new record. Netflix says the third season of the series was viewed by 64 million households in its first 4 weeks on the platform, which, according to the streamer, is the hit series' best numbers to date. Modern Love premieres Friday on Amazon, the romantic comedy anthology based on the weekly column published by the New York Times. Got the all-star treatment as it stars Tina Fey, John Slattery.
Have you ever been in love?
No one's ever asked you that in an interview before.
I don't have to print it.
Print what?
That story that's written all over your face.
Dev Patel, Catherine Keener, Anne Hathaway, and Andrew Scott, who played the priest on Fleabag. Viacom has launched a conservative news channel on Pluto TV, the digital platform they bought in March for $340 million. The channel is called The First and is still in test mode. It just has two shows, I'm Right with Jesse Kelly and The Buck Sexton Show. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
An upcoming book claims that a former NFL star coach bullied a rock star when they were in high school together. More on this from Fox's Carmen Roberts.
1960s rock star Janis Joplin was the subject of intense bullying in high school, according to a book due out next week. The Daily Mail reports Holly George Warren writes in her book, Janis, Her Life and Music, that former Dallas Cowboys football coach Jimmy Johnson relentlessly bullied Joplin while they were students in the same Texas high school in the 1950s. Johnson, an analyst with Fox Sports, said in his own 1994 book he singled out Joplin in Port Arthur, Texas, because she ran with the beatnik crowd. But he did not call it bullying. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Of course, Joplin died of an overdose at age 27 back in 1970. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in the 90s. And Jimmy Johnson, of course, former assistant at Wichita State football. We've mentioned it earlier this morning, Steve, that massive earthquake that struck San Francisco 30 years ago on this day, right before Game 3 of the World Series in San Francisco. And it was on the air. Tim McCarver and Al Michaels on ABC.
Candy Maldonado with the hesitation, allowing Jose Canseco to score, and he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take a...
Yeah. Of course, millions of people are watching, and that's going on. That was the earthquake in California in Bay Area 30 years ago today, and we've got a little more on that coming up. 75 years ago on this day, this movie came out in Wichita movie theaters, None But the Lonely Heart. Cary Grant and Ethel Barrymore.
Oh, yeah.
And Cary Grant always said this one was kind of close to his heart because it kind of
reflected his childhood.
Little bit. He played a kind of a somewhat ne'er-do-well Cockney, but he's devoted to his mother, who was played by Ethel Barrymore.
Right.
Cockney was not Cary Grant's native accent, but he played it in the movie.
He was from England, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ethel Barrymore won her only Oscar for this movie, playing his mother.
Okay.
Cary Grant only got nominated for 2 Oscars ever, and this was one of them. None But the Lonely Heart. Came out 75 years ago today. It was not a well-received film. It lost $72,000 at the box office. I watched it and I didn't care for it.
Not too much.
It didn't resonate for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because in my mind I want Cary Grant to be something else.
Cary Grant.
Other than what he was playing.
Yeah.
Martha Ray, actress, passed away 25 years ago. And we'll talk some more about her coming up, but... she had a very interesting life as she passed away 25 years ago this week. Of course, TV, Broadway, movies, commercials. Huge conservative, huge Republican, and a very interesting life. She did tons of entertaining for the USO.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
In fact, she was the 5th person to be awarded honorary Green Beret while in Vietnam.
Wow.
Instead of performing, she would go to help those people in combat hospitals.
There you go.
And she was given a lot of honors for that work in her career. She was given permission to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Really?
But she turned that down. She was buried with full military honors at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. She is the only civilian buried at that location, and she receives military honors on Veterans Day. Martha Ray, who passed away 25 years ago this week. And there is a connection to the earthquake in California. Late in life, she had Alzheimer's. Both of her legs had been amputated. She was in bad shape. The earthquake 25 years ago, there was an earthquake, and that destroyed her house. And, 2 days later, she died.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting stuff on Martha Ray. And this time of year, of course, we get into the Addams Family. You'll hear this song the next couple of weeks. Written by... the great Vic Mizzi.
Vic Mizzi, everybody.
Passed away 10 years ago today. He wrote the theme to the Addams Family, and he wrote the theme to Green Acres.
There you go.
That? And he did all the music for all the Don Knotts movies back in the day. The great Vic Mizzi, who wrote the Addams Family theme song. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They're a wonderful Christian family. They do honest work at an affordable price. And if you have an appliance that is struggling, this is who you call. Terry. The phone number is 409-1525. They'll get you set up and they'll get your appliance fixed. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Is Lindy Wells in or out of the mayor race? Wichita Business Journal update coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.